Sarah Lowe, welcome back on the French Language Program.
Thank you, Jean.
Tell us about your trip to France. You landed there and all of a sudden you were the guest of honor of the AFL French team.
Yes, it was a fantastic way to actually be introduced to Paris for the first time. So, yeah, got to meet Boulangerie, who's the president of the football in France, and it was a fantastic game. Got to go to a grand final and watch the French show their skills.
And the French team is coming out in early August for the AFL International Cup. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, look, we made some good contacts with the French team, so they're very excited to come to Australia, and I believe that St Kilda Football Club and South Metro Junior Football League will be trying to host them when they come in their pre-warm-ups and preparations before the International Cup.
You're the CEO of the Southern Metropolitan Junior Football League, which is one of the biggest junior competition in the world. Tell us about that. How did that happen?
Well, there's many leagues in the country, and of course Victoria is the biggest population for football. The South Metro Junior Football League had 9,500 junior players registered when I started in August last year, and coming on to 1 year, we've hit 10,500 kids, and we're still growing in those numbers.
You were not born in Australia. You came to Australia age 6. How did you get involved with football, Australian rules?
Yes, well, I had two older brothers, and we were 6. Well, I was 6 years old, and they were about 6 and 7 years older than me. And, you know, I just followed my brothers around, and whatever they did, I did. And the first thing we did was play cricket in summer, and by the time it came to winter, we played football. So they taught me all the skills, and I fell in love with the game at 6.
It's an ongoing story. And St Kilda Football Club is your community partner?
Yes, that's right. So for the South Metro Junior Football League, have become partners with St Kilda Football Club. They're our community partner for the league, and they've been very, very supportive in growing juniors and also multiculturalism in the southern region. So we're very proud to be part of that particular relationship.
And there's a big community day coming soon.
That's right. So South Metro Junior Football League has got a under-12 intra-league day. So it's a big community day. We're inviting everyone in the inner southern region to come and join and support multiculturalism and community in the region. So that's on September 3rd.
Sarah, what else can you tell us about your involvement with the Southern Metropolitan Junior Football League from the point of view of a girls' team?
Yeah, so look, I'm really proud to be the CEO of this league. We've had about 30 teams in the girls last year, and we've now more than doubled that and gone up to 76 girls teams. So we feel that we play a very important role in the development of young girls in football and giving them those same opportunities that the boys have.
Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
Gerard Jess, tell us about your role here at the St Kilda Football Club.
Well, I'm the head of community football at St Kilda Football Club, so I work with all the local leagues, local schools and so forth, and the connection that St Kilda Football Club and its players has with those schools and clubs.
And tell us about today's program for the Multicultural Ambassadors.
Been a fantastic day today. So with the Multicultural Ambassadors, it's been great to have them along. They're doing a lot of work in their communities for us, and our ambassadors work as a conduit between St Kilda Football Club and their communities. So they've had the opportunity today to have a bit of a look around the club. We've watched some training for the Next Generation Academy players, some of the elite players, and also the younger kids in the community development program, and now an opportunity to watch the St Kilda Football Club first team training as well.
And tell us about this father and son project.
Yeah, well, basically in AFL football, there's a program where most clubs now have father-son, and really now father-son daughters will probably be extended to with AFL women's football, where the sons and the daughters of AFL players who have played over 50 games get invited to the club to stay connected, their family stay connected with the club. There's actually rules in the AFL where if a player has played 50 games, their son or their daughter can play at the same club. That club gets to list them as a father and son nomination, so which is a great initiative, really. So to keep that name at that football club.
And tell us about the girls' team. Is St Kilda going to field one in the AFLW competition in the near future?
Yeah. Well, we've made a submission to the AFL. The AFL, within the next couple of months, is going to announce which AFL teams will have a women's team for not 2018, but 2019. They're going to introduce at least two teams It could be as many as four teams. St Kilda's certainly made a submission to the AFL, and we're really, really hopeful that we'll have an AFL women's team for the 2019 season.
The big boys are training. How do you think St Kilda's travelling at this stage of the competition?
Well, I think very well the last 4 weeks in particular, especially last week against Richmond on the Saturday night. They were fantastic. So I think they've set themselves up. But I think the next month, next four games, is going to be really, really important in terms of making finals and what sort of, I suppose, position they'd be in finals contention.
And they need the best of luck.
Well, yeah, all teams need luck. Injuries can impact all those sorts of things. But I think we're on the right track.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Sean.
James Freeman from the St Kilda Football Club is a multicultural development officer. What can you tell us about your role?
Yeah, so my role is working in primary schools and, I guess, community groups and trying to engage kids that don't have the access or the opportunity to be engaged in an AFL program. And it's just working with them to, you know, give them the opportunity to be involved in AFL. And with working with St Kilda, we're trying to engage as many kids as we can. So we're lucky.
What suburbs are you working in?
So my main area is sort of the Springvale, Noble Park, Keysborough area. But we're sort of trying to branch out to that sort of Dandenong region as well. So we're working really hard to try and, yeah, engage kids.
Yeah. And what has the response been so far?
It's been amazing. I think the best part of my work and the most enjoyable part is seeing kids actually be engaged and enjoy a new sport, I guess, because a lot of the schools we work at are very, very culturally diverse. So yeah, it's just being able to see the kids enjoy themselves in a new sport and actually understand it. So yeah, I think that's the best part of it.
And you've been involved with the St Kilda Football Club for how long?
So this is my first year working with them. Mm-hmm. So last year I'm employed by AFL Victoria, so it's working heavily in St Kilda's area and trying to engage as many kids as we can. And they're technically part of our football club once they do one of our programs, so that's really important to us.
And the journey continues.
That's it. So, yeah, hopefully just trying to branch out and get as many kids as we can to play footy. And I guess the next step is...
And join the St Kilda Football Club.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And hopefully one of the biggest in this region.
Exactly right. And
Biggest.
The biggest, exactly, yeah. And the club at AFL level doing really well. And I think from that, all the community stuff that we're doing and all the talent pathways are becoming really well known. And yeah, I think with our Next Generation Academy, which is sort of the next step up from the school programs, with that coming along, I guess it's really important for our community. And yeah, once that starts to grow, you'll hear a lot more about the St Kilda Football Club.
Thank you, James.
No worries, mate. Thank you.